11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your Freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Hey, Zoe, get that guitar. Put that guitar on, Zoe. I love it when Zoe plays the guitar. And I love it when Big Al plays the bass. It makes me so happy. Come on.
According to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two and some extra of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. I have no reason not to, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right now, it's going to be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. I had not intended to make this an all-day episode, but as I'm going to be clear that there was no choice in the matter. None whatsoever. So here we are. They've actually already begun. So let's jump in and then we'll talk about that. But you know that I've got to start off these radio obituaries the way that I do. By reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Bill Shanneman, also known as Bear, also known as Mr. Noisy Clothes, and good friend of Bubbles in the Think Tank, personally and professionally. Let's turn to what member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars Chandler Travis had to say about Bear. He was the original one and only Space Cal. In addition to being justifiably renowned and a fantastic producer and engineer at NYC's Power Station, he was making hit records with Bruce Springsteen, Diana Ross, Chic, Blondie, Gary Burton, and many others. He also produced fine work for our beloved NRBQ, who he also road managed and wrangled for decades, along with Emmylou Harris, Randy Newman, Jonathan Edwards, and Leon Redbone. In his later years, he taught at Berkeley and amassed a collection of students who loved him and will clearly never forget him. So yeah, credits and chops galore, but the thing is, he also just had personality galore and somehow managed to be both extremely caustic and very, very sweet. He didn't suffer fools gladly, but the people he loved knew it beyond a doubt. He was one of those rare friends who suffered the most glorious indignities and humiliations and would cheerfully relate blow by blow after the fact. And Chandler will very much miss not having that big head to bounce sundry objects off of. Chandler and his partner Steve Shook were probably his earliest production clients, though that might imply that he got paid, and that could possibly be a stretch. But even once he made the big time, he always found time to record with the Incredible Casuals and also on some of Chandler's favorite solo stuff. Not to mention the 1001 Real Apes album that he did with David Greenberger and a host of Philharmonic alumni. According to Chandler, they did have fun laughing so hard, he's sure they left drool on the mixing consoles. Bill Noisy Bear Shineman just passed away at 70. I came to adore him. Loved it when he would stay at Babyland. He was always in the orbit of the bubbles in the think tank staple of stars, although I don't think he ever had an official production credit on any of our records. But he was very impressed that we pulled them off, especially with the budgets we were working on. And then managed to sell almost every single one of them. And the fact that somebody like Bear was so impressed with our ability to do that always made me even more proud of them than I already was. So as we move into this radio obituary, you're going to get him working with Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites, members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars, and some things that are completely unrelated to us. I kind of wanted to give you a picture of the breadth of his work and how even in his big time work, he was still a little on the silly side. That never stopped with him. It's the initial radio obituary. Oh, that's right. I said we already started the obit. And that's because he produced that particular version of Trouble in the Hen House. And we used to switch among the various versions of the song a lot more frequently than we do these days. I think that one was pretty much the only one that January Fairy tended to use while she was on the air. Thank you, Bear. It's the initial radio obituary for Bill Shineman right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Love. asylum on the second floor. I talked with a patient, room 234. I said, you don't look crazy, can't tell why you're here. He sort of looked at me and smiled and whispered in my ear, I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be. I'm daffy about goofy tempo. I'm goofy about daffy changes. I'm dippy over all dizzy harmony written in a minor key. I love to hear sounds that are queer, I'm eccentric, they say. There's a boot in a flute or a mellow moon in cello. I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be. Sounds that are queer, I'm eccentric, they say. There's a boot in a flute or a mellow moon in cello. I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, and now the moment you've all been waiting for. We're going to bring back Warren Blamage, who's going to be doing some more of his unusual celebrity impersonations. So here he is. Let's bring him on with a big round of applause. It's the fantastically inventive Warren Dave Blamage. Okay. Hello. Hello, Warren. Is that, by the way, is that Blamage or Blamage?
Blamage. Warren Dave Blamage.
All right, Warren. I know these particular impressions depend a lot on staying healthy, eating the right kinds of food, and things of that nature. Everything has to be just so. Warren, how do you feel? Do you think you can squeeze off a couple for us here tonight?
I think so.
All right, let's hear it, folks. All right, let me just lower the mic.
All right, I'll just describe the action for you folks at home.
You ready?
Lowering the mic.
All right.
And Warren Dave is backing up and bending over.
Yes, yes. Tonight, Warren would like to start with his impression of the good-looking star of ABC's popular detective series, Spencer for Hire, which some of you may know was partially shot right near here in Boston, Massachusetts. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Warren's impression of Robert Urich.
That's Warren's usual opening. He's parting his coattails.
Next, let's go back for one of Warren's personal favorites. Who could forget his work alongside the great Duke Wayne in the motion picture, Atari? That's right, it's Funny Man Red Buttons. Hey, and now here's one of Hollywood's hardest working and most well-respected character actors, but I still wouldn't want to run into Charles Durning in a dark alley behind a Mexican restaurant. Ooh, very good. You wouldn't know it to look at them, but some of Tinseltown's most glamorous leading ladies can pass gas with the best of them. If you're ready, let's say hello to Adrienne Barbeau. For generations, motion picture audiences have been held spellbound by the romance, drama, and southern pageantry of the immortal classic Gone with the Wind. Tonight, Warren would like to end this segment of celebrity impressions with a medley. a tribute to one of Hollywood's greatest masterpieces. We'll start with the ladies. First, the beautiful Vivien Leigh as Scarlett O'Hara, and then Olivia de Havilland as the faithful Melanie. Listen closely.
Okay, this is great. He's going for the double. Takes a lot of stamina. Let's see how he does.
And now, the men have gone with the wind. Stalwart, sensitive Leslie Howard is Ashley. The dashing Clark Gable is Rip. And the slightly overweight Ward Bond in a minor but still important supporting role as Rhett's pal. Once again, we'll start with Leslie Howard. Warren?
Wow, the hat trick. This is almost unprecedented. Three in a row.
There you have it. Warren records exclusively for Arista Records and Tapes and would like to thank Campbell's Foods. Good. Also, the fine folks at the Monsanto Corporation. Join Warren next week for his impressions of Alan Ludden, Piper Laurie, Thurman Munson, and the cast of Bonanza. Good night, everybody.
Some said that they were due to cock too. Wanna commit swung too soon. I've been harpooned and messed around. When she smiles at me, it's still working now, I still surrender. Her eyes be mine, in no time I'm buying stuff to send her.
Yeah.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That just wrapped up the initial radio obituary for Bill Shenneman. Even wrapped it up with the Saki and Jamie theme song. At least, that's what they chose to use as their theme song. It wasn't written as such. But trying to keep that obit as close to home as possible. Now we move on to the post-initial radio obituary for Patricio Renan, the Chilean singer who became famous during the Chilean New Wave era of 1960s music. He just passed away at 77. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Son recuerdos, son recuerdos del ayer, que no olvidaré. Unos alegres, otros son tristes, pero allí es donde aprendí a amar y a llorar, a reír y a sufrir. Es la vida. Y hoy está tu amor así. De un recuerdo yo vivo feliz. Es sublime sentirlo así. Y tú, ¿tú dónde estás? Aunque tú estés junto a mí, solo son recuerdos del ayer que no olvidaré. Unos alegres, otros son tristes, pero allí es donde aprendí a amar y a llorar, a reír y a sufrir por ti.
The next radio obituary is for Sonny Barger, the American outlaw biker, author and actor, who was a founding member way back in 1957 of the Oakland, California chapter of the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club. He just passed away at 83. It's the next radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Call up the country, come together.
That's bad.
Okay.
Where the fucking
crack shit was? Here we go.
Give it to me.
Some fucking peace creep put his fucking fingers all over my bike. That's my bike, baby. That's my private property. Don't mess with my life, man. I don't mess with your fucking life. You don't mess with mine. You'll be eating chiclets. You'll be looking backwards for the rest of your life, boy. You play with my fucking hog. You mess with my pig, man, but you lay off my fucking hog. I just had this thing chopped, chrome, and toasted. That costs bread! I'll crush your fucking face, you prick! I'll beat your fucking ass right now, man! Get out of my way! Fuck shit, fuck shit! Get off me! Come on, man! Shut up, fatty! You fucking loudmouth asshole! I'll kick and your nose is gonna be on the floor. Come on. Come on, get me. You know something, Beardo? Fuck you.
I gotta go pee-pee.
I've been a Hell's Angel for many's the year. I've spent all me money on black leather gear. Me bike's getting rusty, me bum's getting sore. I never will be a Hell's Angel no more. It's no, nay, never. No, nay, never no more. Will I play the Hell's Angel? No, never no more. I went into a garage I used to frequent. I told the mechanic my crankshaft was bent. I asked him for another, he answered me nay. Your bike's a triumph, we stop BSA. It's no, nay, never. No, nay, never no more. Will I play the Hell's Angel? No, never no more. So I pulled from me pocket me Hitler Youth knife. The mechanic, his eyes open wide for his life. Said, sir, I'm joking, you can have what you like. So very much my old, I've that new bike. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never no more. Will I play the Hell's Angel? No, never no more. Now the bike needed greasing before I could ride. I laid underneath it on the pavement outside. It was just then I noticed all around me bike some pairs of boots with these bloody great spikes. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never no more. Will I play the Hell's Angel? No, never. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never no more. Will I play the Hell's Angel? No, never no more. And now as I lie here in this plaster cast, I've had my first fight, I'll pray it's my last. And it's no, nay, never.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for James Caan, the American actor known for his film and television performances. He was nominated for several entertainment industry awards, including for an Academy Award and 2 Primetime Emmys and 4 Golden Globes. His acting career kicked into gear back in the 1960s when he started appearing in off-Broadway plays, before making his Broadway debut in Blood, Sweat, and Stanley Pool. And then in 1969, he starred in The Rain People. His first television appearance was in an episode of Naked City, but then you could also see him in tons of shows like Route 66, Dr. Kildare, The Untouchables, Death Valley Days. Then he had his first substantial film role in 1964 in the thriller Lady in a Cage. I'm not going to give you a big rundown because everybody's been talking about him this week. Let's just suffice to say that James Caan just passed away at 82. It's the cleanup radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm Harry.
I'm Walter.
And now it's time to say, Maestro, take it away.
To the darkest heart of Africa, Stanley came one day.
I say, I'm looking for a chap I know. I think he's lost his way.
Perhaps, I say, perhaps his eyes deceived him, for the light was starting to dim.
Oh, so dark, yeah.
He said.
Hmm? Oh, yes, that fellow in the boiling cauldron.
Yes.
I say, it looks a bit like him.
Like him?
Like him, yes, right.
Like who?
Him. I say, they're Dr. Livingston, I presume.
You presume?
The jungle tom-toms answered with a boom, 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 boom.
You've got the right river, but the wrong yacht, the right chowder, but the wrong pot. You've got the right foreign legion, but the wrong recruit. The right cigarillo, but the wrong cheroot.
You've got the right knickers, but the wrong knees.
Ooh, the right carrots, but the wrong peas.
Oh, yes. The right theater, but the wrong seat.
The right ankles, but the wrong feet.
The right cabin, but the wrong
class.
Yes.
The right vintage,
but the wrong gloss.
The right flounder, but the wrong shad.
Bravo. The right mother, but the wrong
dad.
Yes.
The right paddle, but the wrong creek.
Immeasurably. The right harem.
Oh, Harry.
But the wrong
You're so
sheep.
Talented.
Oh, yes.
The right Monday, but the wrong week.
Oh,
but right on our graves when we go. No.
To the radio obituary for Alan Blakely, the English songwriter and composer best known for writing a series of international hits in the 60s and 70s in collaboration with Ken Howard. The one you probably know is his UK number one hit, Have I the Right? But possibly even The Legend of Xanadu. He also wrote West End musicals and a number of television themes, including the theme music for the BBC's long-running series of Agatha Christie's Miss Marple. He just passed away at 82. It's the radio obituary for Alan Blakely. I'm even going to play the hit right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? Shivers running down my spine. Ooh, have I the right to thrill you? You know I'm waiting till you give me the right to make you mine. Well, come right back, I just can't bear it. I run to love and I long to share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong. You know I'll always miss you.
There's a crazy place I know. It's a place you gotta go, where the wild kids hang around, and they found a different sound, and they're calling it the band. Gotta start it off real slow. Bend it, baby, get down low. Then you gain a little speed. And there's nothing else you need. Cause baby, when you do the bend, I'll be more than just a friend. Smokey Joe is on the scene, dancing with that movie queen. Rubber legs is dancing too. It's the only dance you'll do. Everybody's with the band.
Yes, 9 pence is 4 pence, and 10 pence is 4 pence. They'll give us a goes to 50. Oh Lord, what a laugh. We'll never be able to count anymore. Let's see now. If half a dozen eggs cost 2 and 9, which is 14 p's, and a bag of the biscuits cost 2 and 10, which is, well, that's 14 p's too. Well, that's 5 and 7, or 28 p's. So, add that to the 9.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're moving on to the radio obituary for Paul Ripa, the Spanish multi-instrumentalist and author, known best for his work during the 1960s in the context of the counterculture. He just passed away at 73. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sense fer brugit,